Thank you, Rachel. Next we have Jane Lewis. Dr. Lewis, how many people here know about Trinkets and Trash?
Oh.
Pretty good. How many people received the surveillance updates from Trinkets and Trash?
Because we actually just came out brand new, and we've got the e-cigarette guy that Olivia assures me is a celebrity.
Yeah, so if you want, so this is a free resource that Jane produces monthly, is that right? Which basically has the latest crazy things the industry is doing packaged for you. So you should come up and sign up to get on the surveillance updates mailing list, and you can pick up one today. So Jane is the curator of the Trinkets and Trash Collection, which is an online site that which does an archive and monitoring of tobacco industry marketing materials. She puts them for free on the web, so if you make presentations and you want examples of ads, this is the best place to get examples of ads, to make your presentations beautiful. And Jane's also a professor at University of Medicine and Dentistry, New Jersey. So
thank
I want to
you.
Take your, I know you're going to talk a lot.
We'll send you your check, so thank you for that that endorsement. So here, I do want to talk about, this is sort of a beginning of a content analysis. So Rachel showed you the kind of things we can do at the end, but this is a beginning. I wanted to look at brand emails. A lot of my research has been looking at direct mail, which is something that we have, because of the First Amendment, is very much not controlled by us. And so I wanted to look at it. Now, in general, direct mail, I just want to sort of give this a beginning. It's an advertising or promotion. It goes directly to the smoker, the person that's on the industry's huge databases. So we don't see this stuff. It goes under our radar screen, and that's one of the things that we're interested in. Users opt into it, so you need to tell them you want to get it and establish, it should be age verified. Most of the lists that they have are. They can make some mistakes, but there is a genuine, I think, attempt to age verify, because otherwise the tobacco control will jump on them and just create problems for them. The databases that they have the names on really drive direct mail and email, and they're fed by them. So they record the information. If you use a coupon, they know it. If you click on something that they've sent you in an email, they know about it. So it gives them a lot of information for evaluating. This is Halloween. No, this is a direct mail piece that I couldn't resist showing because of the day that it is. But anyway, you can see the kinds of things that they send out through the mail, coupons and sexy little ladies with scantily clad people who smoke. But, well, that's usually what I show. That's usually the interest that I have. The idea, we've occasionally had people say to us, well, you know, you don't get the universe. Your Trinkets and Trash doesn't have the universe of every direct mail piece. And this is sort of part of me trying to show the variety of things that they can do. This one went to someone who had just gotten on the mailing list while they were still really heavily promoting Salem and Winston. And so they figured you were at a party for Camel, and so that's how they got your information. But maybe you actually smoke one of these others, and they want to know. They need to know for their database which one you actually smoke. So this way they can tell what you buy. This is, they do a lot of experimenting on what's the most effective coupon. So here's one that's $4 off a carton. These three have $3 off a carton. These have some things off two packs. So once they get the database, the data from this coupon use back, they'll be better able to evaluate and decide on what kind of the amount of coupons and different things that they need to send you. They send coupon carton smokers something different than they do pack smokers. So email is a new twist on the old. It's got real advantages for them in that it reaches people quickly, communicates timely information, reminders, announcements. It can direct, here's a big one, I think, you can directly link, it's a hard link to the brand's website, where they want you to go because there's a lot of marketing there. So they can only get so much information across to you in an email. If they can get you to go to the website, you're seeing a lot of brand images. And it provides feedback data for them. The industry is big on evaluation. You know, they've got a return on investment situation going. So they know the number of emails that were delivered, the numbers that were opened, if people click through, and then they know where you went. Last, of course, it fits with today's technology. It's modern, and it fits with the preferences of the industry's priority population, which we know are young adults. Permission-based email, that's what they've got. I'm kind of interested in this because there are different kinds of reasons that they do it and different advantages, of course, for them. The email messages are sent to people who opt in, as I mentioned. And unlike solicited email, this is what they talk when they, people talk about permission-based email in the marketing literature, talk about the fact, because it's unlike unsolicited, like spam, it's going to people that have expressed an interest, and so the response rates are higher than for unsolicited email, so it's considered to be a good thing. And here's the big thing for me. For the tobacco industry, the fact that it's permission-based and age-verified gives them protection and lets them sort of think that they're not going to be hammered for, we're not going to be able to accuse them of targeting youth. Here, I just wanted to show you this. This is something we had already signed up, so we had trouble showing how you opt in. But these are where you would show what you want. At one point, you might say, yes, I'd like to get emails from Philip Morris tobacco brand emails, so that way they can send you not just Marlboro, but also Marlboro Snus and whatever else they choose. Or else you can just say it's just two Marlboro emails. Or else you can say that, you want the biggest night of the year email. So it's, they're giving you the illusion of options sort of thing on this website. And eventually we'll get one of the new ones to show. So we started out trying to do a content analysis of these emails. And the way we get them is monitors. And I'm here to make a pitch for any of you to be a monitor and forward on to us email that you get from the tobacco industry. If somebody just goes in to sign up, maybe they can send us a page shot of them signing up, opting into it, which would be good, and we remove names from them. So at this time it's a pilot project, so I won't be necessarily showing you numbers and all of that. I just want to show you the kinds of things we were looking at and that we found in fact they were doing. And again, the codes are based on the knowledge and experience with marketing and direct mail and email. One of the things, this is just to give you an idea of some of the things we looked at. We also looked at, you know, whether there were people or cigarettes, but these are sort of things that we always look for in direct mail, driving traffic to the website, building a relationship. Relationship marketing is the dominant thing now. It's the concept that it's cheaper to keep someone you've already got than to get a new person. So you need to make them think that you love them, love them, love them, and we're all part of one happy little group that smokes this particular brand. So, or uses this kind of moist snuff. So we look for personalized messages where they had your name, not just in the title, where you can see they sent it to your email, but like, hey, Olivia, blah, blah, blah. And you won't be able to see them because we've taken them off, but they are there. Birthday and holiday greetings, and this thing, this annoying line that they love, which is from your friends at whatever brand. We also want to look at the fact that they promote other strategies this way, so they can send you reminders. They can encourage increased use and purchase by sending you links to coupons and telling you where to get them, letting you ask for a coupon, and then you go get it somewhere else. They promote new products. They collect information for future marketing. And lastly, they push tobacco industry advocacy. This always really annoys my audiences, so I love to show those things. But for the beginning one, we just picked three major types. We've got we got cigarettes, three of the biggest sellers, four most moist snuff brands, and also snus. And then we allowed in the ones that were multiples because they tend to, here's Camel snus, and by the way, buy dissolvables too. So some of them are for more than one particular product. This is just because it's data and I thought I should show some. But you can see we get more from cigarette companies, and I believe that that is true, although of course we have very much a convenient sample of people. But I think it is true. They started earlier for one thing. Moist snuff, people are kind of catching up. We've got four of those. We have emails about the new products, and then here you can see Camel snus, Marlboro snus, and then sometimes they just send you a general Camel thing that's just packed full of interesting things. So we wanted to keep track of all those. This is something, I'm interested in the special considerations for emails. So as I said earlier, using a recipient's name or address or other unique data increases the click-through. We found that 22% of the ones we looked at for 2011 and 12, which is it was almost 200 emails, contained some kind of personalization other than just the email address that they went. And so you won't be able to see them, but all the Camel emails were personalized. They have your name somewhere. Another thing I wanted to tell you about is that email experts say that requests of receivers should be crystal clear, such as, click here to join us, and you'll see there's a variety of things, but they need to make sure that you know where to go to do the action that you're taking. It makes perfect sense, but the literature about email will tell you that. So I wanted to show you at least these numbers that interest me. This is not something that is necessarily required of them by us, but many of these things are benefits to them. So in other words, almost all of them, and possibly all, we're not sure, we need to look back at the coding, at least 97% have a direct link to the website. I'm going to show you a lot of examples of that, but it's you know, it's one of the main things they're doing. And almost all of them had a way to opt off. They do, if you have an opt-in. Yeah, but we did find a couple where it wasn't necessarily there. And they've also got a do not forward statement. I think this is part of their protection against youth stuff. Like, we know you're of age, and stop sending it to the entire grade school in your neighborhood kind of thing. So it's like they've got the do not forward statements. I'll show you them. But this is just one. I want to sort of break this down. This is one, and is this what you're going to be talking about, Marilena? Yeah, that's what I thought. But this is, so just to show it, here's an email talking about a sweepstakes. And here's some of the fine print. The email's being sent because we certified you. It's intended for you and should not be forwarded. So this is the kind of language. This one I love. If you would know likely to receive these, you can click unsubscribe. Unsubscribing will not affect communication sent to you through the direct mail. You're going to have to find another way to get out of that. We're not crazy. We're not going to set you completely loose. So I like the way that they said this is what Philip Morris says. But anyway, here's a close-up of it. So the colors make it kind of bad, but you can see, enter now. And another thing that we found in a lot of these is a gift. So here it says, you know, if you enter, you're going to get this widget. And so they want you to click through to their, I don't even know what it is, it's a multi-purpose thing. Probably Swiss or whatever. Anyway, this is the reason I wanted to show you this is, look what happens when you get this, and you'll learn a lot more in the next presentation. But here's their website, and you can see the Marlboro, the independent free man of Marlboro, the Marlboro man, in those beautiful spaces where there's obviously no smoke, the air is clean, the colors, look at this. So this is the kind of marketing you get exposed to when you click on something. And over here, so you can move to different parts of it. You can learn about Team Marlboro, which is what we're going to talk about, Copper Label, Snooze. And you can go to the Rope Slinger Sim, where you can master the rope to become a champion. Now, I never really did master it, but we tried it, and we got a bandana. We're very proud of some of these things. But here's the email where there was just about that particular game. So the games are what I call, there's games and sort of time wasters. And the more you're on there playing the game or looking at the recipes or doing any number of things, the longer you're being exposed to brand-appropriate images. Because the games are always appropriate to the image, to the brand image, all of this. They're very, so that's what I wanted to show you. So this is driving traffic. Here's another one. Put your name on it. And so whoever sent us this must have had these initials, might have had these initials in there. I don't know. But this is how you can get a free custom flask. And look over there. Trinkets and Trash has its own. TT. That's what I think. But yeah, we play their game. The other thing, I'm just talking about brand appropriate images. Copenhagen right now is very big on hands. You know, because it's a hands-free kind of thing. So put your name on it. Get your hands on it. It's a jobs well done. See the hands there? So this is part of that particular campaign they were doing. and it matched with it, and of course the flask is lovely. Happy birthday. These are just, they annoy me because they never bother with me because I'm so old, they figure it's not a reminder, and also it's not going to change anything. But here it is. Happy birthday from your friends at Grizzly. Be sure to print your weekly coupon and enjoy exciting offers at, go to our website, happy birthday from Marble. This is relationship marketing, really, and we've done focus groups with people who get direct mail, and one woman, it was very sad, she had to reflect that really Marble was the only friend that sent her a birthday card that year. So I guess they get some mileage out of it. They like holiday-themed greetings. It gives them a chance to do it. Again, here's your emails. This, again, is appropriate for Newport. Newport loves to talk about pleasure. Everything is always pleasure is the term of it. And over there is a fancy little wrapped can of Skol from your friends at Skol. So it's like, see what it is, go here. It's always, they're trying to make sure you know what to do. Here is Happy New Year. From Newport, we also, in the content analysis, are looking at how many of these show the images of a product, how many show people, and of course, these have turned the product into part of 2011. This one, it's just kind of fun to me. They will make up a holiday. This is February 29th. It was an extra day for us and an opportunity for them to advertise. There's Skol pouches extra, just extra, extra, extra. Again, Target, click there, you can get coupons. Yeah, well, don't you try to use it. You have four years to plan. Yeah, I know, you guys are all thinking how you can take care of extra. Hey, this is very funny. You can see the stuff always around it. Some of them we cut out the background, but others I'm showing them because I wanted us to be reminded always that they're emails. They're not ads. They're not direct mail. They're emails. This is sweepstakes. Look at this. This is how many they have. These are three different sweepstakes that Newport had. April 2011, September 2011, August 2012. So all of them very exciting for you to enter now. Sweepstakes are a way that they can get more information on you because you have to give them some information to play it, and they're also part of the value-added strategies where you think, you know, they really are my friends because look at this. They might give me $50,000 in cash. Think of the pleasure, you know, really. Games and puzzles, these are both emails. One of them got the thing take off of, but it was trying to get us to go into the Sound of Gold, where if we put together a puzzle, we could get free downloads of music. Obviously something that was allowed there to appeal to the 65-year-olds. Although they didn't have Bob Dylan or anybody on the list, I looked. Designing your own, that's another thing I like to do, to get you, make you feel you can be creative. So here's a sweepstakes. That's what it's for. It's snooze. You design the own tin. Show your snoozer swagger in the studio, and you could win. Click here to get started. So you see they've followed that. They've got to be sure that's very obvious. This one I like. This is, these are two different things. But here again, here's an email from Newport that's reminding you about the sweepstakes. That's how badly they want you to get in. So it's like, we shouldn't have to remind you to enter a sweepstakes where you can win $50,000. But we are anyway. And over here are the emails that one of our monitors got when she made the mistake of clicking on Remind Me Daily about the Marlboro Sound of Gold. There's more, trust me. We just wanted to spare you some of, have you be able to read the fact that these are all the days of August, beginning of the 22nd, going to the 22nd. They promote new products, direct mail and email, as well as point-of-sale marketing. Now, those are pretty much the only options they have for new products. So it's very important to them, and a lot of, so we always look for this. So there's New Skull Snooze, there's New Skull Extra, we got Snooze Mint, and of course, Coupon Me here at the right, you can get a coupon for it. Coupon's huge. Promoting a new product. This is a new product. I don't know if anyone's seen it. I haven't seen it yet. Marvel's got themselves some new kind of slider pack or something. And again, look at the colors. Look at that thing on the right. It's Marlboro Country, man. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. These are all Marlboro Red. It just isn't showing up very well, I think, with the color. Okay, I have to go fast. Coupons. Choose your coupon. Click. Get your coupon. Coupon Me. Coupons are just really people, that's one of the things they value most about direct mail, really. And the email cannot necessarily send you a coupon, but they can send you to a place to get it or send you to a place to request it, and then it can come in the mail. Collecting information for future marketing. Some of them can, but you can only do it out of the website. And it's mainly moist snuff ones. But there are a few that you can do that. Collecting, do you want to continue receiving valuable coupons? Well, in order to keep it, we need to have an updated survey, which will give us more marketing information on you. I think for those of you that might hope that if you didn't complete this, they'd stop, I don't think they would. But still, so here it is a date. And they're people. The Newport people are always having a lot of fun, and I'm jealous of them. Here's Dissolvo's recruiting for market research. Here's Timberwolf. We'd like to hear from you, recruiting for some more information and some market research. It's a good way to do it. You can get people to... One of the things that I learned with direct mail and looking at the documents is that one of the big reasons that having a database was a cost saver, or they were able to say, well, it's expensive, but the different thing, it saved them money on research because it gave them people to get to. And here it is, promoting new ways to receive industry marketing, particularly things that are consistent with email. So these are, you can get Grizzly, keep your can in your pocket, and My Grizzly too, so you can get a thing for your iPhone, and Marlboro also has it, goes mobile. So you can't escape it. Just being away from your the internet is not going to help you. You'll still get it on your mobile if you do the apps. It's advocacy efforts. They've done this with direct mail. They're doing it now with email. We're writing to ask your help. They wanted to write the Federal Scientific Advisory Committee of FDA to say, don't mess with menthol. So it's a good way to activate your base. And, you know, we don't necessarily like it. So conclusions. It's potentially potent marketing option, really. It's very appropriate for some people. It's currently utilized by a number of brands, mostly in conjunction with direct postal mail, because there are certain things they can't send through email. But the next thing I'm going to do is start looking at a comparison between the direct mail we get and the direct email. It's cheap. The direct links to the websites are very valuable to them because you go on for this. And we found, I just showed you, these are the big things that we look at. We found them. They're all here in the email. Last, I want to tell you, here's the Trinkets and Trash website. People always say, I can't speak without doing this. www.trinketsandtrash.org. We have we've just redesigned it. It's easier to use. You get the, here's the monthly surveillance update, which you all can, we have some of them up here, and you can, if you don't get those, you can always go to the website, and it'll show you how to sign up for them. We also have something on the website where you can contribute to Trinkets. You can upload something that you've seen and give us some information, and that's a big thing. We'd love to have you be monitors for direct mail or direct email, whatever. We also tweet, and when I say we, I mean Olivia, because I don't get it. I can't speak in that few characters. But anyway, thank you very much, and you know, we'd love to have you use Trinkets and become monitors for us. Thank you.